escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good afternoon and welcome into a truncated, that means shortened, Grant and Danny radio program. You can check us out on the YouTube page. You can check us out on the Odyssey app. You can check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, man. You can listen to us live on the radio. Whatever butters your bread, whatever tickles that pickle, enjoy yourselves. Grant and Danny here on The Fan with you. Toby in for GP. The poor guy is out sick once again. You just heard the Nationals come in second place, a distant second place this afternoon, 11-2 right here on these airwaves. Second game tonight, Mackenzie Gore on the bump, 6:15, Nationals on deck, 6:45, Nats first pitch. Tobes, we were treated to good seats this afternoon.
Very good seats.
We had some good seats. Thank you to our guy Michael over at Pupatella, who hooked your boys up, man. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun. It wasn't fun seeing the actual baseball in the field in the first inning.
Right.
But the seats were awesome. The food was awesome.
We had a great view of it all.
The company was great. The baseball, not so much.
Yeah, that was over the start. Trevor Williams, not fooling. Let me look this up. Hold on 1 second. Anyone looking for anyone there did not fool anyone. We got a good radio program for you guys this afternoon, even though, again, it's a little shorter than normal. There's nothing wrong with it being shorter. It's fine. We're gonna everyone will have a nice time. We're going to give you Adam Sandler tickets, a chance to win those at 6 p.m. That's when we decided to do it. We've been doing it at 4, but the Nationals are playing baseball at 4. So we're going to do it at 6 p.m., a chance to win those. I've got some news on how many open practices you'll get to go to if you're a fan of the Local 53. There's a mysterious, that maybe is a little bit less mysterious, jersey reveal that's coming out, Tobias. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to spin our wheel. It's not a wheel. It's a wheel. We'll spin the wheel of a member of the Local 53. We will do that probably in the late in the 5 o'clock hour. And then get you the lead off, and we'll do this whole Nats dance again. By the way, no one cares about this. And I'm telling you right now that no one cares. I am spending a lot of time in the Navy Yard today. I don't have an apartment here, but maybe I should have. I had coffee with a buddy at 10:30 this morning at Compass right up the street.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out for the first Nats game, did Nats post game, doing the show with you, hanging out for the second Nats game, doing Nats post game. That's a day.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're basically doing the same thing, aside from I came down here and went in the clubhouse early.
Yes, you did.
And I saw Michael Soroka playing some high-level ping pong in the clubhouse.
Is he good?
Very good. Very good. They usually have it going. You've been in the clubhouse, Dan. Usually they have it going couch to couch, mm-hmm. right? They turn it around because they needed the extra space because they got to scoop back because they're flailing.
Who is he playing?
One of the bullpen catchers. I forgot to get his name. But, yeah, it was a high-level ping pong match. So that was fun to watch.
I love that. I don't know why it's so cool to me when the high-level, super-tuned professional athlete miraculously has other skill sets that with hand-eye coordination and things translate. I always find it so cool, though.
I like it because they have multiple skill sets and I have none.
Oh, yes.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that is neat. We're just a reminder. But I also like it when – I was good at ping pong as like a kid, but mm-hmm. What does that mean? Not to the level of what he's doing. It's really nasty, but I could play as a kid, and it's so weird to me. It's like the stars are just like us having to take out the trash. It's like Michael Soroka, if there's 95, played ping pong. That's so cool. perfectly reasonable. He was a human kid too.
Yeah. He's just like us, except for way more talented at baseball.
Except for talented, yeah. So this is kind of the news of the day we wanted to start the radio program with here. And we've got a cut sheet. This is Mayor Bowser, who appeared with our buddy Kevin Sheehan. I believe that was yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong about that. But we've got audio for it and want to react to. She also had a tweet that I want to pull up for you guys here in a moment. Basically talking about the opportunity that's in front of the city. And whether you agree or disagree, here's what she said. This is from this is Mayor Bowser from yesterday. Let me be clear about what the return of the Commanders means for D.C. sports economy. $2.7 billion private investment from the team. 30,000 construction jobs. $5.1 billion in tax revenue. $24.2 billion total economic output over 30 years. We cannot let this window of opportunity close. So I always find myself, when Grant and I have these conversations, and you know, this is not quite to the level of the quote-unquote name debate where we had to do this a million times, where I just was exhausted, just threw my hands up and said, I don't care, a plural noun, please. But we're approaching that. So I always find myself, as I always tell Grant and I tell you guys, I feel like I argue against everybody. So when I say that I think those numbers are patently absurd, that doesn't mean I'm not in favor of a stadium or otherwise. Like the 24.2 billion economic output, that is just a number that's unprovable. In other words, on a micro level, for example, Tobes, let's say you've got the NCAA Final Four in town, which is one of the things that you want to have, and hopefully they will have it if the stadium gets built, okay? Let's say on this campus there at RFK, Toby Altizer, the week of the Final Four, goes to a coffee shop that's on the campus. You buy a coffee and a pastry for $6. Just making up these numbers, $6 for the pastry and a coffee. That's actually a great deal.
That'd be a great deal.
Well, it's called 10 bucks. It's D.C., for goodness sakes. So you spend 10 bucks. What the economic output people, economic impact people would go, the Final Four brought us $10. That's the economic output. 10 new dollars. Now, you might be here for the Final Four. You might just be in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not bad that you spent 10 bucks on the campus, and then an employee gets paid, an employee makes the thing, tax revenue happens, and the cycle continues, but it counts every dollar that's that deal. When people look at economic impact of Super Bowls and its proponents of Super Bowls that come into your town, that will tell you about all the economic input, well, or output rather. They don't tell you, what did it cost to clean up the street? Did it cost taxpayers money? Was it a net positive, net negative? It's always this sort of shell game of economics where you're kind of, you know, put your hand over one column and go, look at this column. Doesn't mean it's bad or that it's wrong necessarily to try to tout the virtues of it. But again, some of these numbers I just find patently ridiculous. But that's not really why I wanted to bring that up. So she was on with Kevin yesterday. And some of these comments, I think, are worth us kind of going over, going through, Tobes, if you'll indulge me. So, Darius, let's start right at the top of the cut sheet. Cut number one on how often she's asked if this thing is going to get done.
Well, I'm getting it more now. I think that D.C. residents and sports fans alike have been excited since we made the announcement that we have an exclusive agreement with the Washington Commanders to bring our team home. And people want the council to do their deliberations, get their questions asked, and approve our deal.
So this is the kind of the latest deal. And this goes into cut two, Tobe, so I want to play that one and then have us both react to it. But this is now the start of a potential bit of pressure from one of these sides. So, Darius, we'll just roll right into this. Go ahead on and play cut two on if the window potentially is closing.
Well, this is how I live my life, Kevin, and it has been borne out in many, many experiences, is that sometimes in life, windows of opportunity open. And those people and those organizations who are successful figure out a way to get through the window, because you never know when it's going to close. You never know how fast it's going to close. In this case, I negotiated an exclusive agreement that runs through July 15th after many months of negotiation. And after kind of our own Hail Mary late December of last year, where we got the site in D.C.'s control after decades and decades of being under the control of the National Park Service. So we've done a lot of work. We have the right partner, and the time is now.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So there's final one I want to play so that Toby and I can react to this part of it. Let's go to cut 10, please. The final one on our sheet. Just sort of, this is a theme, and you guys will see what I mean in a second, about kind of the level of concern as it pertains to whether or not this thing ultimately gets done.
Level of concern, 5, you're really concerned about this deal getting done. 0, you've got zero concern. Our football team's going to be playing in a brand new stadium on the RFK site by the year 2030. Where are you today?
that's a good question. Listen, I'm concerned right now that everybody buckle down and get to work. I'm not concerned about our deal. Our deal is solid. It pays off for DC. And at the end of the day, I think everybody wants the same thing. So I would put my level of concern, because, you know, when you're a big city mayor, you're concerned about everything. I'll put it at a 4.
There you go. So you can sense that side trying to apply some pressure here. Understandable, right, Tobes? But I guess what this fundamentally boils down to, well, first I want your reaction, but fundamentally what this boils down to is, do you take this July 15th, or it's got to be right now this second, edict seriously? So first your reaction, and second, kind of how real do you think these deadlines are?
I mean, it's interesting because when you listen to the mayor in that answer, the final one to Kevin asking about the concern level, the way that she kind of lays it out, it sounds like her answer would have been more like a 2.5, 3. And then she says her concern level is a 4. And she kind of throws some, you know, water on it saying, look, I'm a big city mayor and I worried about everything. But I think it's interesting that you feel like this is an opportunity, and she feels like this is obviously huge for her legacy as the mayor of D.C. But I think she is starting to look at it saying, we can't miss this, right? Like, we've done all this hard work. We've gotten to this point. And I think this is a point that's missed so often. That land, like she said, was not going to be anything. Yep. And then they said, oh, it can be RFK Stadium, not something else, mm-hmm. where now all these politicians are like, oh, well, we could do this here. It's like, you could have been arguing for that years ago, but it's now set aside to be the stadium, essentially. And you're saying, but what if we put a store here? What if we put this here? You're not making any revenue. And so I think, like you're saying, the numbers that the mayor throws out in that tweet saying $24 billion over the next 30 years, which is, you know, just under $1 billion a year, that's awesome. But even so, even if it's half of that, that's $12 billion that you weren't getting before.
Right.
So I think that's something that has to be in. Now, to your point about the July 15th deadline, I don't necessarily buy that. It's a little bit arbitrary. I know there's some stuff to do with, like, the budget and all these things, stuff that I don't fully understand. But this is definitely something that can get approved down the line. But I think part of the reason, too, is Mayor Bowser is doing Josh Harris a favor, too, saying July 15th, like, if you push that back to November, and then suddenly that's February of next year, and then suddenly that's July of 2026, you're just pushing the stadium timeline further and further back. So I think she's helping out by setting that sort of a deadline, or at least coming up with some sort of a deadline saying, let's move this along. We understand in our lives how things go. When you set a deadline, that usually is when work finally gets done. So many times we push things off. So if you put some sort of deadline, it at least creates more discussion. So I don't know that, you know, it passes the July 15th deadline. It's like, oh, it's dead in the water. I don't think anyone's thinking that, but I do think it is a way to kind of drum up, like, there is some urgency to this. We can't just sit on our hands and then it suddenly disappears.
Right. So to me, it's very reasonable. And I know, you know, I wish Grant were in so we could, you know, hammer some of this stuff. But to me, it's reasonable for the city council or the city in general to go, hey, for example, we're building the parking garage. I get that a lot of it should go to you to help repay this $2.7 billion. Could we get 10%, 15%, 20% instead of getting nothing for an extended period of time? Because that's one of the parameters of the deal. That's not crazy to me, right? Where the team putting in, these are rough cut numbers, 2/3 of the upfront money to build this thing out, you should get 2/3 of whatever's coming your way, right? That, yeah. Where that's the anchor, that's the catalyst, that's the nothing burger, or that's the reason why all this stuff's going to get developed. Same with the rent. Like, I understand you're not going to get market value for that rent of this waterfront property that could go for millions and millions of dollars. The Commanders, whose name I hate so much, are going to pay $1 a year according to the parameters of the agreement for however much time. I think it's reasonable to go, could you pay $500,000? You know, whatever, just help us make some of this cash back as we're going to, you know, a cash strapped city is going to take out some loans. I don't think that's crazy where they settle again up to some smart adults. So to me, though, the part that I object to, I don't know why I'm on this tangent, but it's something that's been grinding my gears. I don't like what I feel are the sort of disingenuous pie in the sky numbers hammering you over the head. Those aren't the arguments that I buy, Tobes. I buy that the part that you've touched on here, which is the D.C. Council and whoever is in charge are 100% at fault for not having anything potentially lined up as an alternative. I understand it was a Hail Mary that it took. At some point, they love using consultants for all sorts of crap. At some point, how dare you not have, here's a shopping mall we could put there, whether that wins or not. But where's your option? People that don't want to spend anything. We could put an apartment building there. We could put a putt-putt course there. We could put a dog park there over 50 acres. Whatever the hell you were going to do, nothing lined up at all for any kind of potential alternative. So if it's not this, you're left with very, very little. That's a huge thing for me. So the city council, as far as I'm concerned, individually, these are nice, smart, kind people that have been generous with their time with us explaining their positions, and I certainly appreciate that. And individually, I think they come across very well. But as a unit, hard for me to kind of give a lot of benefit of the doubt and trust and faith, I would say, in everybody doing the right things for the right reasons. So, again, I'm just kind of flailing my fists here, arguing against a lot of different stuff, but just kind of a reaction to the mayor. So, let's get back to some of the cuts here, Darius, if we can. I think this is an important deal because for all the public posturing, the things that we see where we might go, uh-oh, that was fairly inflammatory, or uh-oh, that sounds like they're at odds. Remember, just the other night, they're hanging out at Cafe Milano. All the council or whoever from the council and the hog ownership group and everybody's all buddy-buddy. So let's go to cut 4 here, Darius. When she was asked, the mayor, on with Kevin Sheehan, if she's losing patience with the council at this stage.
Well, this is what I know. And, you know, I served almost 8 years on the council of the district. I chaired the council's economic development committee. I delivered the legislation that approved the Audi field. So I know how the legislative process works. I know the tools that are at the council's disposal. And I think that everybody should be treating this urgently. Nobody should have the kind of nonchalance that I've heard from some that, oh, well, what's a month, what's 2 months, what's 3 months? I think it introduces a level of uncertainty and risk that's intolerable for most business organizations. And the political uncertainty is also real. So that's why it's important that once everybody has what they need and the council has done its own study, which I understand will be delivered in July, actually this week, July 3rd, I was told they would have a draft. They scheduled a hearing. We think they should advance that hearing to no later than July 21st. And I know a lot of people are interested to testify. And then that will line them up for a vote. Now, a lot of people have spoken very positively about the stadium and getting there. So I think everybody just needs to buckle down, work day and night if necessary to get any issues ironed out, and vote.
That was the mayor with Kevin Sheehan. I got one more clip I want to play before we jump here. Let's go to cut seven. I think this is important, too. I know some of this was covered in the excellent Washington Post article where they got pretty much everyone on the council on the record, Tobes, as to what they were looking for, but I want to hear it from the mayor. Let's go to cut seven, Darris, on what exactly the council wants changed in the current proposal.
Well, they won't tell me. I mean, literally, they won't tell me. So I think they gave more to the Washington Post last week than they've told me or the team. And so that's what I'm talking about when I say let's all get in a room, hammer it out, and come up with if there's terms that make sense. Now, I will say, like, we didn't leave a lot. I don't think we left anything on the table. Like, we negotiated hard. We got $2.7 billion, a roof stadium that's going to generate tons of economic activity. So I think we've always expected that the council members would negotiate a community benefits package with having spoken to the community and focused on getting D.C. residents employed, having small businesses have opportunities on the site, focus on youth sports. By the way, our deal includes building an indoor sportsplex
right.
That would be for D.C. And so I think that it's always been contemplated that that community benefits package would be negotiated at the council, at the council's process. And I'm looking forward to that being delivered at the same time.
There was the mayor with Kevin Sheehan. So some a lot of meat on that bone in terms of some of the quotes. It just reminds you of how kind of this process works sometimes in D.C., Tobes, when she said they told more to the Washington Post than they have to me. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds like D.C. to me.
Yeah, you just hope that they can get this thing figured out and ironed out, like she said. I mean, whether it's all coming together, whether it's working, I don't even know. But just find a way to figure out what exactly needs to be fixed, because to me, the deal looks good. I'm not in the nitty-gritty and all that stuff. I'm obviously not representing constituents and wards throughout D.C. I get all that. But the deal looks good to me. And to her point, the amount of money they got from the Commanders seems astronomical and would be crazy to walk away from. But whatever it is, it's also crazy to me to think that a council member or whoever would hold this thing up over something that maybe is a little bit more minor than you would think is necessary to hold up a stadium deal. And so hopefully they can find a way to get this thing to the finish line, because I think it's good for everybody for this thing to end up at the RFK site.
That's Toby. He's in for GP. This is Grant Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up, you only got a couple chances to do something that I think a lot of fans like to do. You won't have as many windows as maybe you want. We'll tell you what that is and what you can look forward to and your limited opportunities, your limited windows to see your favorite team. That's next on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.